Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I think there are people listening to this show somewhere, or somehow we're getting copied, because we were doing theme songs the other day.
Yes.
And I do believe the Cheers theme song came up for us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I talked about how I sang it drunk in Vancouver while trying to flip a car.
Yeah. Well,
the car didn't get flipped, though.
Somebody thought, okay, maybe flipping the car is not the thing to do, but definitely singing the Cheers song was the thing to do. And they did a quarantine parody of the Cheers song.
Boy.
And instead of hanging out at a bar, they were in their own homes drinking together in a Zoom video chat.
Keeping at least 6 feet apart takes everything you got. Staying away from your drinking buddies sure does suck a lot. How can you hang out nowadays? Just sign right in and go, because everybody is on Zoom.
No, okay, no.
Yeah?
No, come on.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah. No.
Wow.
Good no.
God.
You had me until that part.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Everybody's on Zoom.
Everybody's doing parodies.
So bad.
Yeah. I mean, they just mailed that one in, didn't they?
Well, pretty much. Better than I could have done, though. But yeah. They did. Hey, Matthew McConaughey. You know what? A lot of folks wondered if he was like quite all there before the coronavirus and pandemic.
Okay.
Now I think we're 100% sure that maybe there is something going on up there. You know.
What did he do now?
Well, he's posted a strange video where he's created a new character named Bobby Bandito. To teach us how to make a mask out of a bandana.
I'm bounty hunter Bobby Bandito, but you can call me Bobby B. I say it's high time we catch this killer, because we got more living to do. Here's how. So you lay down your favorite bandana, unfold it like so. Get your trusty coffee filter that you had on the go. Get your two rubber bands. Roll one down one end like this. Roll the other one down this end like that. Fold them over like so. Grab a hold, and you're good to go. Now remember, stay at home. But if you gotta go, strap it on like so. Now, I'm challenging all you triple B's out there. It's time for us to band together and see who can make the most bad bandito bandana so we can beat the Corona V. Bobby B style.
So stupid, I love it.
Oh, the video is incredible. I'm on his Instagram page, and he's got one of those old school wanted, dead or alive banners that he's putting on a tree, and it's and the person that's wanted is coronavirus.
Yeah, that's actually in its own way, that's actually pretty funny.
See, this is good though. It's good to see guys that have a lot of free time with access to awesome people that could create and edit this stuff.
Oh yeah,
doing good things.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what I need because I can't do any of that stuff myself. But
you could be BJ Bandito.
I'll be BJ Bandito. Uh-oh.
Hey, Vicky.
Whoa.
Where's Bobby Bandito when we need him?
Wow. Right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I have to. I don't know how he's doing it, but he's definitely doing it, like, you know, with whatever he's got there.
Didn't you listen to him?
Yeah. Yes. Fold it over. You put a coffee filter. You get some rubber bands. And ba-boom. Yeah.
Ba-boom.
I think I'll just buy one.
Bobby Bandito.
You know what I think ba-boom. I'll just buy?
I bought a couple, and I think I'll use them. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. All right, Dan.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. So back in October of 2018, there's a 45-year-old guy. His name was Robert. And a 35-year-old guy, his name is Cameron. They're both from Utah. Both like fishing. Matter of fact, they competed together in a bass fishing tournament. Top prize, $2,500 for catching the five heaviest fish in 2 days.
Okay.
And after Robert and Cameron turned in their fish on the first day, they were in second place.
Nice.
But they were soon disqualified because the tournament officials noticed that their bass didn't look like any of the other ones that people had been catching. Said, quote, they had little heads and fatter bodies indicating a very different diet and red fins, which indicated they'd undergone stress. And yes, it turned out that Robert and Cameron had smuggled in pre-caught bass from a reservoir in a different part of Utah. Love this.
I guess you'll do anything for money.
People, yeah, $2,500.
Because I'm like, how sad is it that you've gotten in your life that you are now cheating at a fishing competition?
Oh, dude, then you would not want to hear about the Magic the Gathering competitions where people
cheat.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, man.
All the time. Because, again, you've got big money. I mean, they've got, like, you know, five figures on the line in some of these Magic the Gathering tournaments. And so people are stacking the deck, putting cards in their pockets. I mean, just like the old school poker games.
See, this is why I like the competitions that I get involved in that are tournaments. Because the big plan is just to get as wasted as possible, and that's winning. It's not winning the actual tournament. Like, when we do our hockey tournaments, we actually look forward to losing because we don't want to wake up as early to play the next game. So in a way, we're cheating by getting so wasted that we can't really play on the ice so that we can get up at noon as opposed to 8 a.m.
Yeah, you're the you're cheating for very different reasons.
Cheat to lose.
Yeah, you're really There was a long investigation on Robert and Cameron, but last week, I mean, this was October of 2018, and finally last week they were both charged with felony bribery or threat to influence a contest and some misdemeanor wildlife charges. So they could get up to 5 years in prison over this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's going to be a fun conversation with your cellmates.
Yeah.
Why are you behind bars? I cheated at a fishing competition.
But how about this? You know, 100 years ago, if you told somebody these two guys went and took some fish and tried to, you know, fake a fishing contest, nobody would say throw them in jail for 5 years. It's funny how far we've come as a society.
And they must take it very serious. Because I'm with you. Like, there's part of me that I was just like, dude, if we just go buy a fish.
Yeah.
And just bring it in. Like, you put it in your pants. And then when no one's looking.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Is that a fish in your pants?
Nah, I'm just happy to see you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, why am I paying? I'll give you 60% of the cut. I'll take only 40.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Seinfeld bit.
It surely does.
It does.
Well, we have proof now that they're pretty smart, these guys that run these fishing contests. You know, to the point where they know they can tell, look at a fish and go, that's not our fish. It's not the fish from our place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're that invested in a fishing tournament, you're probably really aware of what fish looks like.
Yeah.
For this competition.
Those guys weren't, apparently. Yeah, and so they could. Wouldn't that be funny if, in fact, they got 5 years? I mean, seriously, like, at some point, is someone ever going to, you know, or are they going to get Better Call Saul and he'll just basically get them off?
There you go.
You know, seriously.
Dude, I got to imagine that they're not going to spend much time behind bars, if any time behind bars in this situation.
Hardened criminals. Well,
I think Netflix needs to follow these two, though, and they can make a new documentary. It could be The Fish Kings.
How great would it be if they go to jail when they're letting inmates out in a lot of places because they're just, you know, they have coronavirus concerns? Yeah, but you guys really did break the law bad. We're putting you inside. Yeah, you guys really are public enemies.
You guys are
one
the worst.
Yeah. All right, I want you guys to think of this, okay, because this is an important question the way I phrase this, okay? I can ask you to think of what the number one brand is, like what comes up to you. But in this instance, I'm going to say, what is the number one logo? Because there's an article about the most recognizable logo in the world.
Pornhub.
Or in the country, I should say. Yeah. The Pornhub logo.
Pornhub has
a logo? What does it look like, the logo?
It's got like the orange square. Have you not seen it?
I guess you know what it is. I mean, I've been to Pornhub, but I don't know what the hell the logo looks like.
Where's the images?
So that's the logo you know.
That guy right there.
Oh,
like the
white
letters
the white letter
square.
With the TV, like the box with the hub inside and black letters. Oh. Yeah, I didn't. That's not the most recognizable for me.
Oh, all right.
But well, we know what it is for
crazy.
You. Congratulations to Pornhub.
McDonald's.
All right. Vicky, how about you? Most recognizable logo you can think of?
Nike.
Ooh, the Nike
swoosh.
Logo.
Yep. Swoosh.
Number four on the list. Okay. Number four.
Just do it.
Do it.
Did the McDonald's Golden Arches make it?
Number two on the list. I mean, think about this. Think about McDonald's. What an amazing brand. And those Golden Arches have been there for a long time. They back before anybody even knew to talk about branding and iconography and all that, McDonald's just either they lucked into it or they had some really forward-thinking visionaries that came up with this. Number two most recognizable logo in the U.S. is McDonald's, a brand that's been around that long. It's pretty amazing. And Steve's so happy he got it.
Number two.
Yeah, number two. Vicky got number four, which is, you know, and for Nike, good for them because they're a relatively new brand if you think about, like, you know, compared to McDonald's.
Ooh, Texter says the Playboy Bunny.
The Playboy Bunny.
Wow, yeah, good call.
Again, you porn people, you guys are thirsty.
You porn people.
It's not a porn, that's gentleman's entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely.
I read it for the articles, man.
Thank you. Me
it's
too.
It's not in the top 10. Sorry, guys.
Huh. Yeah, that was an iconic logo, though. Girls would get it tattooed on them all the time.
At one time, I would say you're right. Who knows? If we go 70s, 80s, perhaps you're right. Perhaps it's a very, like, one of the top logos. Maybe because of the subject matter, it would never be, like, so many people poo-pooed it. But, you know, as it were. Danny?
Starbucks.
Starbucks is number five, everybody.
Oh, Rev.
Number five. Was that yours, Rev?
No.
What's your guess?
Twitter. That little blue bird.
Ooh, nice. You're going to be mad. Twitter, there is a social network on here, but it's not Twitter.
Snapchat.
Oh, yeah, the little ghosty?
No, little ghosty didn't make it either.
Aww.
Facebook's F.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. F-book.
Is that
that's number seven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Apple.
There we go, Danny. Number one.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing? A company, I mean, when you think back, and some of you guys weren't alive, but when you think back to what a joke of a company Apple used to be when Microsoft, of course, here in the Puget Sound, we know Microsoft was rocking the world in the 80s, and Apple was a joke, you know, and actually Microsoft rocking the world in the 90s, too. I mean, look, Microsoft is still doing well, but the bottom line is Microsoft was so good that there was the antitrust. I mean, everybody was going after Microsoft because they were that popular. Apple was a joke. And then thanks to Carrie Bradshaw, I'm telling you, Apple has to thank Sex and the City because I believe that they really helped them. Every time Carrie opened that computer, and if you're a woman watching that show, a lot of women were like, I'm going to go buy Apple computers because that's what she worked on every damn episode. And I think she was a big help to that company.
I thought you said Terry Bradshaw, and I was really confused for a second.
Well, Terry Bradshaw, I'm still trying to win his money.
Oh, okay.
if I can get his money.
Hey, a texter brought up a point. I did not know this, and I did some research, you know, quickly Googling, and it seems like the person's telling the truth, is that McDonald's arches were designed to look like boobies subliminally. No joke.
Really?
And I'm looking online. Yep, that was the original thought, was that they wanted them to look like breasts, to represent a pair of breasts, because they felt that the symbolism behind the arches was intended to represent a mother's nurturing breasts, subconsciously making hungry customers feel comforted and at home.
Isn't that something?
Well, they did a good job.
It is your favorite place, right, Steve?
When it comes to those McFlurries, man.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
We got to remember, man, that sex always sells in some way, shape, or form. Whether it be the nurturing of your mom or whether it be it's just something that gets you going. How about that was the behind the design, and it is the number two most recognized logo.
What about Joe Camel? You know, from the Camel cigarettes, isn't it? Made to look like he looks like a dong?
Oh, well. Oh,
I didn't know that.
The thing is that was that for like either female and gay smokers that would be like digging that? Or did men, heterosexual men, really feel like, oh, I'm going to smoke because his head looks like a penis?
You know, I'll be honest, I haven't spent a lot of time researching this one, so you're going to have to make your own assumptions, but his nose looks like a wiener.
Okay, so that's the new Joe Camel. Like that's like from, I don't know. I don't know when Joe Camel actually started. I mean, the Camel itself.
87.
Okay, so in 19, oh, that was Miami Vice time.
I mean, and also like that looks like the boys.
Yeah. Was that to get more women smoking?
More
gay men smoking? I have no idea. Like, I mean, to me, I see that and I can see, but it looks like a penis, but it does nothing for me. You know what I mean? Whereas, you know, I could see the golden boobies. I would love that.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'd love to know. I would love to know what they thought of when they made that and who they were reaching out to. So Apple is number one. McDonald's is number two. We got Nike at number four. Starbucks at number five. And we've got Facebook at number seven. How about Adidas is on there? So Nike and Adidas both.
I can see that.
Making it happen.
Someone said the Arby's logo looks like a wiener, too.
Oh, right. Yeah, with that. Yeah, the hat, it kind of looks.
That looks like the bottom end.
Yeah. Is it? See, which comes first? Is it they make the logo to make us think of wieners, or are we just thinking of wieners all the time and everything we see is a wiener?
Yes.
All of the above.
Flagging that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about Taco Bell?
Taco Bell, not on the list.
I can't even picture their logo.
It's just the bell.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and they changed that, actually.
Did they?
It's kind of recently changed it. Yeah.
You know, the only reason I say that was because that was the first logo Lily recognized when she was like 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
She would see a bell and she'd be like, Taco Bell. And I was like, what? How did that happen?
It's still a bell, but it's sort of slanted, like it's ringing and it's purple now. And it makes you wonder, like, wow, you know, somebody decided we need to upgrade our logo. And you know what? Taco Bell's not in the top 10. So it makes sense that, okay, that's what they thought of. Another long
Mercedes.
Mercedes. Oh. A long-standing product that you can enjoy, and I'm actually, you know,
Dippin' Dots.
Please don't bring that back.
BJ doesn't like Dippin' Dots.
Yeah.
Trojan condoms.
Trojan condoms is something you can enjoy. That's a long-standing
licorice.
Product.
Gross.
Licorice. Okay, Steve. What is the licorice company?
Yeah. What's the brand? Yeah.
Red Vines.
Okay, Red Vines. At least you said the name. Licorice. What a great company.
Just yelling out things.
Tissue paper. I love that logo of tissue paper.
Lamps. Yeah, Steve, are you just looking around the room and naming things?
Danny V.
Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
Number three on the list is a recognizable recognizable company logo.
I like the Pepsi logo better, but I like Coca-Cola as a flavor.
Pepsi, as I'm looking, Pepsi just missed the top 10. They're at number 11.
All right. It's a cool-looking logo.
Yeah. But Coke, man, it's funny. Coke has got the sort of wave. Nike's got the swish. Amazon's got the smile.
What about Rockstar?
Amazon, by the way, number 9.
Oh, yeah.
Rockstar, not on the list.
The energy drink? People love that logo.
And by the way, Danny, I am really disappointed in you.
Why?
Because there's one logo that you should have mentioned that you haven't.
Maybelline.
Okay, that's a good one.
True, though.
Maybeline, yeah. Where were you with that?
Danny! Oh, Disney!
There we go. Number 13.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
See, I don't even really view that as a logo. It's just, to me, it's just a bunch of letters.
It's true.
But, I mean, it is a logo.
But you see the D and you recognize it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
are we talking about Arby's again? Yeah. And also the mouse ears, though, that's become a part of the Disney logo.
Okay, I can see that.
And Ford's on there. Good for them. As far as, you know, Ford having an iconic logo, they're the only car company that's actually in the top 15.
I would put like Cadillac. I think their logo's cooler looking.
I think the Chevy one is better.
I didn't say cooler looking. What I said is recognizable.
I know, but that's like honestly, Mercedes would probably be the first one. It's just so, I just like it. It's just so classic looking. It's so simple.
No, now that I'm with Rev, I'm thinking about it. I immediately thought the Ford logo was sort of like the T, if you will.
No,
sort of
the Ford Chevy logo is just Ford with the circle around it. The Chevy is the one with the T that everyone gets the tramp stamp of.
And that Ford is actually recognizable, though.
That's pretty recognizable.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the Jeep logo when they use like the E's to make it look like the lights and all that.
Because you're a Jeep fanboy.
And Instagram came in at number 17, so how about that Twitter? I mean, Instagram beat Twitter.
All right.
Yeah. What about Google?
Google number 6, Danny. Congratulations. Yeah. You rounded out the top 10. YouTube, by the way, is number 10. I didn't get YouTube in there, but how about you? So when you think about some of these newer brands that have made the top 10 with logos, it's, you know, a lot of money goes into logo design, no doubt about it. And, you know, congratulations to these companies. They deserve it because people remember them by just looking at them. YouTube's the same way.
Somebody says, I used to date a girl who had the Roxy logo on her hip. Dumb. Isn't that like a clothing line?
Yeah.
It was like the Volcom, like, girl version.
Yeah. It's always... Yeah, oh, yeah.
It. Oh, that's cute.
It's a good logo. I mean, if
you're
going to get a logo done,
a chick that had the Rockstar logo on them. It was like a big piece on their back. And I'm just like, you're committed.
You should get it for life. They should give you that for life, their product.
It's weird when, like, I mean, I get it. Some people love their brand so much they get the tattoos. I don't... That'd be interesting. Like I'm trying to think of like a brand that I would love so much. Like, I don't know if I'd get like the Golden Arches tattooed on my leg. As much as I love McFlurry's. I get a McFlurry tattoo.
I would, well, I mean, there's a logo that's like, that's totally representative of this, and it's not in the top 10, but I mean, you definitely, when you see this logo, you definitely think Star Trek, and it's that, you know, it's whatever you call it.
Looks like an A?
Yeah, the triangular, A-looking thing. Yeah, I know there's a name for it, and I can't think of it. That is a really, I mean, in the world of science fiction, you show that logo, or the Spock, Live Long and Prosper, that's actually an emoji. When you think about it, a franchise actually has an emoji in your Apple phone, and it's the Spock, Live Long and Prosper.
Yeah.
I mean, that is pretty amazing.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No, that is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, so that's also another great emoji. It's not on the top whatever, but it's still something that's pretty powerful.
So since I knew a guy in college that had the was it Stussy or Stussy? That was that a clothing line?
Yeah.
That tattooed.
Wow. That's kind of
I'm sure it's been lasered by now, or at least covered up.
Yeah.
What the hell was their logo?
It was just the name with like a little dot over the eye. Like it was like a cursive sort of thing, or I don't know.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's not really cursive, I guess.
Graffiti,
like,
almost.
Yeah, graffiti. That's the term, yeah.
Really? Yeah. And you think, well, I mean, it still looks cool, but you still think it might be lasered? I think the people might be.
I think he probably covered it up.
Yeah.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.